Hoe deed je wanneer?
Ah.
Ah.
Haines community members crowded into the school gym to pay their respects to an Alaska civil rights icon. February 16th is Elizabeth Paratovich Day. After 2 weeks of practicing, the third, fourth, and fifth graders sang and danced into the gym to the beat of a Tlingit drum. Their leader?
My Tlingit name is Weiha. We were doing this dance because this is what an elder said before his last days.
Stitch Phillips is a member of the Deshu Dancers, who helped the students learn Su Hey Day, written by Tlingit elder George Davis in the 1980s.
Very important, though. Translates Act 2 actually is, once again, we'll open this container of wisdom left to us by our ancestors. And that's where we get Su Hey Day, Shigach Titan.
Phillips played the drum for the performance. He was one of many adult volunteers who helped arrange the celebration. Others made sure each student had regalia to wear, a felt vest and a pearl button headband. Wayne Price came up with a back design featuring both raven and eagle that students sewed onto the vests themselves. The whole school, K through 12, gathered to watch the performance. Afterwards, Marilyn Wilson, the vice president of Haines' chapter of the Alaska Native Sisterhood, gave a short speech.
And I want to thank Elizabeth Paratovich for saying that I can go into the restaurants, I can be part of the community, I can be in the legislature. So dream big. You can make a difference in your community also.
And for those who struggle to remember precisely what it is Elizabeth Paratovich did, about 40 kindergartners and first graders were there to lend a hand through song. The law Alaska passed, which Paratovich worked for, was the territory's 1945 Anti-Discrimination Act. Motivated by racist treatment of Alaska Natives, it criminalized segregation and race discrimination 20 years before the U.S. Congress passed the Civil Rights Act. The Haines Drama Debate Team reenacted an excerpt of the Alaska Senate floor debate on the bill. Paratovich, the grand president of the Alaska Native Sisterhood at just 34, spoke from the gallery in response to what she heard on the floor.
I would not have expected that I, who am barely out of savagery, would have to remind gentlemen with 5,000 years of recorded civilization behind them of our Bill of Rights.
And while those are her most famous words, she didn't stop there.
Do you think this proposed bill will stop discrimination?
Do your laws against robbery and even murder prevent those crimes? No law will do away with crimes, but at least you, as legislators, can say to the world that you recognize how bad it is and you speak your plan to stop discrimination.
Wilson says it's that second part of Paratovich's speech that makes recognizing her so valuable now.
Elizabeth Paratovich made a big impact on the words she said. It really swayed the vote. So I think when kids look at things that they're afraid to talk or they're afraid to ask questions, and I think this kind of teaches them to speak out.
For Wilson, having the celebration in a school where Native and white students were once segregated and Tlingit language and dance forbidden is especially meaningful.
I'm just excited when I see all the children and the whole school sitting there. I think this is a long time coming.
In Haines, I'm Barrett Wilper.